Hello, this is Kathy Cook, Bright Lights Pathfinders, and we're on the air with Wayne Lewis. Hello, Wayne.
Hi, Sister Kathy.
How are you this evening?
Totally blessed.
Oh, that is awesome to hear. So you're the retired bodyguard of Chuck Norris. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And you're the founder of, would you like to say the name of the founder of KEKAI-DO? I don't want to pronounce it because I might pronounce it wrong.
No, what actually is called KEKAI-DO, and what it means, the way of the rising spirit.
The way of what?
The rising spirit.
Oh, my goodness. What an awesome thing. Wow, how did you come about that?
Well, you know, over several years of doing martial arts, I tend to realize that the most important thing in anything is your spirit. And if I can get that to rise to a level, it can take anything else, both my mind and my body, to a different level. So I come up with the word way of the rising spirit. The word do means way, path, or philosophy. And KEKAI-DO. So put it together, and we came up with the word KEKAI-DO. And ever since then, that's what I kind of push forward, that in anything we do, the spirit is the most important thing.
Wow. Active listeners, if you would like to, go to the main page. And Wayne Lewis is actually headlined on the main page. And you can click on more info and get all of his credentials of the Grand Master that he is. He has many, many, many black belts in so many different levels that I'm not even going to read them all. I'm going to let him explain how he came about those. Wayne, would you like to discuss a little bit about your history before we get into some other things?
Sure, definitely. Well, how I came about those rounds is it all started when I was about 8 or 6 back in Trinidad and Tobago. My next-door neighbor had served in the Korean War, and he was doing what my mom at the time thought was a type of voodoo dance. Had no idea that it was martial arts. Yeah, she thought it was voodoo because she didn't even want me to go close to him. She goes, "You need to stay away from that guy. That guy's evil." when my dad came home, because he was a merchant marine, and he said, no, that was a form of martial arts. And so that's where they allowed me to go over and start training with him. And that was our first, my first touch with martial arts, and that was Taekwondo.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so Taekwondo became my first art. And, you know, as a kid, you try to do everything. So I stayed a little bit, and then I got off of it, and I got back onto it. And I got to the U.S. at age 12. And really started training hard into it. At that time, the Chinese movie cinema was big. So there was a lot of Chinese martial arts films. So I was seeing that, and I just wanted to be another Chinese martial artist. So at age 16, I was granted my first degree black belt in Taekwondo and was placed on the national team. And just then about, you know, my parents then sent me to England to go to school. And that's where I met Grandmaster Cho and started training with him. And guys who were out there, they were practicing different things. So my world was bigger than just Taekwondo. I started seeing different arts and just, you know, started kind of reaching out to other people, and they were showing me things, and I wanted to pick up their philosophies. And that's when I realized that my life, I've got to be a martial artist. I've got to study all these things because it's almost like a religion. Everybody loves everybody. Everybody was showing and you know, just reaching out. So I started training different people and then started getting different ranks. And moved to Toronto, met Shaolin instructors, started training with them. And so over the period of time, I had picked up 11 different black belts.
Wow. You know, I have practiced just Tai Chi. That's all I have practiced.
Fantastic art.
Huh?
It's a fantastic art.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I used to pretend like I was plugged into the Matrix like that's how I learned my martial arts. Yes, you know, ma'am. Just moving my hands and body. I showed you that yesterday when you were at my house.
Yes, ma'am.
Remember?
Yes. Yes,
yeah, I was showing you how I used to just move my hands around really fast. That's what I was like. I was in the Matrix.
Yes.
That's how I got my mind and body and soul to connect to my higher self, was like using my heart, actually, and saying that my heart center was in charge of everything.
Yes, ma'am.
Does that make sense?
Oh, it does make a lot of sense, more sense than you would even realize. Tai Chi is an energy art. It has to do with what you call your ki, your energy.
Right.
And it's one of the oldest form of Chinese martial arts in the world. There are over a billion people that practice it every day. Pretty much it's one of the arts that you go to San Francisco, you can see all ages out there practicing Tai Chi. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal art. It works with your breathing, helps your core. It's amazing.
Oh, it feels great, too. It's almost like isometrics.
It is. That's an extent. It is.
That's what it feels so good, too. And tell me a little bit about how you came about being a bodyguard for Chuck Norris.
What had happened back several years ago, this is... this guy by the name of Kurt Harrington. Kurt Harrington was known as the put together of everybody in martial arts. And Kurt Harrington, Dee Daniels, these guys got together and invited Chuck Norris to Akron, Ohio, to do a presentation. At the time, Chuck Norris had just finished writing a book. I think it's called My Inner Strength. And that's when they're working for. Well, they kind of select a group of people to travel on. Well, he did his book tour, so bought the books and all these different things. And Kurt Harrington asked me if I would do it because he realized that at that time, how should I say it? I had competed, I'd won a fight, somebody didn't want to give me the trophy, and I told him that's okay, that's, you know, fine with me. And Kurt liked what he saw and just wanted me to be on that team. He hooked me up with a guy by the name of Howard Jackson. Howard Jackson, which passed away a couple years ago, was Chuck Norris' right-hand man. And that's how I got involved and had a fabulous eight-year run.
Wow. He's such a good man, too, I tell you. Did I hear somebody in the background?
No, I thought I heard somebody in the background.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Do you want to take some call-ins? I'll call in numbers if anyone has any questions for you, okay?
Definitely. Anytime.
Okay. It's a short notice, but I'm going to go on and give it to the active listeners. The phone number is to BBS Radio Station 1 for Wayne Lewis, Martial Arts Grand Master, and he is also Chuck Norris's retired bodyguard, is 877-876-5227. And USA and Canada is 888-815-9756. The direct line here is 530-876-3222. Now, you were telling me when you were telling your mother about some of my stones that you saw in my home yesterday, and you told me that your parents were missionaries.
Yeah, that's my in-laws, my mother-in-law. I spoke to her this afternoon. Yeah, and I was telling her about, you know, she had just came back from Ethiopia, and I wish I had that idea prior to that, and she was just fascinated by. You know, I'm telling her that you have stones from all different countries and some of your friends bringing stones back. And she was just totally amazed. You know, she thinks it's a terrific idea. And I myself think it's a terrific idea because I'm going to talk to my boys now, and because they have collected rocks over the period of time. But knowing that they can collect a rock from a different city, from a different country, from a different state, it adds much more meaning to it.
Yeah, you said they should be in a museum someday. That's a good idea.
They
had different feelings to them.
They do. I felt energy coming off of a couple of those. That is just different. I mean, the collection that you have there, even a virtual museum, will be appreciated.
Yes, they're gorgeous, aren't they?
Yes, ma'am.
I tell you, they're so special because they're from different people, besides being from different countries. And how that comes about is when they said, what would you like for me to bring you back from Greece or from Argentina or from, you know, Paris or France or Brazil or wherever, I would say, bring me back a piece of the land. And they would say, what does that mean? I'd say, bring me back a little stone or, you know, a little piece of the stone because that's the oldest thing in the living in the living universe. And that's how that started way back when I was a child. So I must have, what, 200 of them or more, or even more than that. And so that's how that got started. So that's, I gave you the one from Slippery Rock, which has a fossil in it.
Yes, I have that one. In fact, I got a little glass piece I just put that into, and I'm going to cherish that. I collect things from kids that I taught 20, 25 years ago, even stuff for painting. So I love collecting these things because, you know, simple things like this mean so much to me. You know, it's unreal.
Oh, man, that's so great. And as soon as I picked that one up, you said, that one's mine. I said, no. Excuse me, I've had a cold really bad. But as soon as you walked in the door, well, you're taking care of my other house. Let me give a little history here. And you're taking care of my belongings. I asked for, I pray for a strong Christian man or person to take care of my belongings because they're so special. And you just walked into my life, and we just immediately contacted with our eyes and knew immediately that we had been knowing each other forever. And we just couldn't stop talking about the Holy Spirit and the Lord. And I had just received a phone call. Did I tell you from, where was it? It was,
You did mention for me it was a foreign country. Someone had called you.
It was, Arabia. No, yeah. Where was it? Was it Arabia? It was Arab. Mm-hmm. It was an Arab country. And he asked to speak to the Holy Spirit. And he said, could you please channel the Holy Spirit for me? I said, well, the Holy Spirit's with me always. Mm-hmm. And, it was just really unique to have that happen, and then you walked in, too, and just the Spirit was just walking all through us.
That's true. Well, you know, once you live in the Spirit is always going to be there with you. And, you know, we have to make sure that we keep our mind, body, and soul in tune for that Spirit, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, and as you said, you know, we have never met before, but that doesn't mean to say our spirits have not met before. I mean, because God have always placed us in places to meet one another. This meeting was planned long before now.
Yesterday,
but it was planned
like
long
we had always known each other.
Yes,
I'm
ma'am.
Sorry. It was like we had always known each other, and Tony that was with you, he just connected right to Puppy Wuppy, my dog. When he said he'd take the dog, and I picked up the stone that looked like the dog, and I said, no, this one's already trained.
Yeah, he's a lover of dogs. One great thing about our company, we have a group of good people, and it's, you know, just a great spirit. I think that's what God have led people to our company. But Tony's fantastic. There's a reason for everything, I think. You know, everybody's placed somewhere for a reason. And, you know, every time I see Tony, you see a dog, he cannot stop patting it. And every one of the jobs we go to, if there's a dog, Tony falls in love with the dog. You know, I tell you.
He has the deepest blue eyes, Tony did.
Yes.
I just, you know how I am. I'm like looking in people's eyes. You know, I just, that's just the way I am. And, you know, it's just such a blessing to meet you yesterday. Such short notice to ask you on the show, and here you are, to reach out to so many people. And what message would you like to give to the universe if you could and will?
Well, one of the things that, and that's a very good question, and I think I've always prepared myself for this answer because I ask myself, you know, what would I do? And one of the things that I realize that I've come in tune with is that I'm a servant for God. And being a servant of God, there are certain qualities that you have to have, and one of those qualities is pretty much compassion. And we live in a country where, in a society where compassion is not shown as it used to be. So if one has compassion, you'll have courtesy. And if you have courtesy, there's respect. And if there's respect, there's morals, you know. So I actually first start off by respecting each person. You know, treat everybody you meet every day as that is the last day they're going to be on earth. Give them the best you can. Make them laugh. Make them smile. And I think if we do that to one another, we have much more connection, such a greater energy, such a greater spirituality. People wouldn't even imagine. So my whole thing about it is to create that empathy, reach out to people, no matter who it is, where they are every day. And if you can do that, you will see such a difference in your life and see such a difference in people. You know, I have met people very, very first time. I just walk somewhere and I start talking to them and they say, man, you just made my day. And that's all I want to hear, because that's what we are here for, to make people's day.
That is so great to hear. The way you handled my grandmother clock that's on many web pages and I use for so many different things is just phenomenal. And you said that it was something that was just my cherished memories and for me, and it was cherishable, and you handled it as if it was your own.
And that's my philosophy in everything we do, is that when we go out, And I don't want to push to my job, but in my life, when I go somewhere, whatever I'm doing somebody, I'm doing it like if it was mine. And I need to treat, it doesn't matter what value it is out there or what value they have on it, I treat everybody's stuff as $1 million.
And you feel that in just the sincerity of your voice, the sincerity of your energy that's reaching out to the universe, the sincerity of every particle of you. As my mother spoke your name, it was just like she was just in such awe of. She said, "He is just such a man of the Lord." I said, "I know. I can just tell through your voice." And that's what it's all about. It's just the energies and the love of the knowing of the Creator, you know, reaching through us. And that gift that we're so fortunate to know, that that's what's feeding us, you know.
That's definitely that is absolutely true. And, you know, my wife always tell me, you know, you're not going to go to Walmart. You're not going to go to the store because you're not going to come back home anytime soon. Because she knows when I go there, I'm going to be talking to somebody. I'm going to be reaching out. And that's just me, you know. I think that's a gift from God. And knowing that that's a gift of God, I'm going to use it for His benefit.
That's also, and the personalities. Have you ever heard of Tim LaHaye?
No.
Hello, you're on the air. You have a call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you this evening? I wanted to say hello to you, and this is Madison Walker, and I wanted to say hello to both of you.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hello, Madison Walker.
Hey, Madison Walker, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, and how are you?
Hi, I'm totally blessed.
Wonderful. I called to ask the two of you kind of a huge favor, and I was kind of hoping you could help me out with a good prayer this evening.
Well, definitely.
I need some help and some blessings tomorrow because I have to take care of my home tomorrow. Otherwise, I'm not going to have a home. So
I understand.
It's a time right now, and I need extra help when I go walking in those doors tomorrow. I feel pretty good about it, but I still need extra help. And I thought, well, I'm going to call my wonderful friend Kathy, and I feel truly blessed that you're on the air and special that you're on the air tonight with her. And thought I'd call and ask you guys to help me send some good prayers and good thoughts out there tomorrow.
Well, you know, I want to share this with you, my friend. What are you getting into tomorrow? I have been there. And the scariest part of all this is that not knowing. But, you know, when you put all the things together, everything is taken care of. It's just a matter of we've been knocking and going through. Don't have any doubts in your mind.
I don't. I've given it to Creator, and I have all the faith in the world. I just want prayers and support.
Exactly. Claim it, and it's yours.
Yep.
You know, I have been through some stuff, and I figured that we'll never get there. There are times where one time we we purchased a house, my wife and I. My wife is my greatest friend.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had lost a job and things were going left. It just seemed that we was going to lose this. We had bought the house on one of those mortgages that was not fixed, and it keep on going up, keep on going up. And I'm like, Lord, I'm scared. you know, then I started saying, well, what am I scared for? Because if he doesn't want me to have it, I'm not going to have it. But if he wants me to have it, it's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm glad to tell you right now, we end up refinancing, got such a lower rate, half of what we were paying.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a matter of keeping your eyes forward, keeping your eyes on the price.
Mm-hmm.
Do not lose track.
I have.
You know, the devil have a way of trying to put spokes in your wheel.
Yep.
Don't worry about it, man. Get over it. You know, the Lord's going to take care of you.
I put it to Creator, and I know that it will be taken care of, and this is our home, and it's been a long fight, and I've got a few days to take care of it, and the way the market's been going, it's just been a waiting game, and I keep hearing in my head, my guides keep telling me nick of time. So I believe tomorrow is nick of time, and
well,
I give it to Creator.
Well, as I said, I'll keep you in prayer.
When
I drop my knees down, I pray for everybody. I've been praying for you, and you didn't even know that.
Steve and I have been praying for days and days and days, and we had to rebuke the old evil one and put him behind her and put him behind a lot of things yesterday. I think we made a lot of breakthrough.
Yep.
Well, let's get together and pray right now.
Okay.
Okay. Heavenly Father, I call upon your name, dear Jesus. You know each one of our needs. Lord, you know each one of our souls, Lord. Lord, my brother is out there tomorrow. And Lord, just take care of him. You know exactly what's going to happen. Give him the faith and the trust that he will succeed, Lord. Lord, you know the blessings that he has stole upon us, Lord. Lord, we are just there to do your job. We are your vessel. Take us, mold us, and make us your own. So that we pray and worship you, Lord. The things that you give to us is for your glory. And Lord, if this is for his glory, please give it to him so that you can see what he can do with it, Lord. Lord, his family. Lord, as we live a life for you, bless each and every one of us, Lord. My enemies, my friends, every soul, dear Jesus, as we pray in your name. Amen.
Amen.
And with two or more gathered together in his name, it shall be done. And I ask that you just guide and direct, Lord, and surround our friends and surround Kim right now as she is going through this situation. No matter what the outcome, she comes out on top. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you. Bless
thank
you both.
You.
Bless,
all
my
bless you both, and thank you for the energy.
Hey,
well,
you
bless
know what?
You as well.
I'll be keeping on praying for you, and you know, you keep on praying for me.
Oh, you bet.
Yeah.
You
love you, girl.
You're in my heart, both of you. I love you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you guys.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. She's a good friend.
Yes, ma'am. You know, we have, each one of us, you know, there's always trials and tribulations that we are put forward to, and all that does is strengthen us, you know.
Exactly. You know, what I went through, which I went through a lot with, now I'm in another home, which you are taking care of and helping with the other home as well.
Yes,
and,
ma'am.
You know, all these people are involved. It only made me see the love and the compassion and how everybody comes together to the aid of someone, you know.
Definitely. And, you know, what's funny about it is that, you know, my boyfriend, we all say we are in this to help people. And most people don't realize that most people have never been through something like this, and it's our job to help them through this, you know, make it much more easier that, you know, that they can understand, you know, the different problems that go through different things in the houses, different perils. So, you know, I normally make a joke and tell everyone, and listen, pretend that you're in a cruise ship and I'm your servant for the next month or the next couple of months.
Love. That's fun. Because tomorrow I get to pick out all kinds of goodies for the new, for the house to be new. So that's fun. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. Because I tell you what, like you said, you had to get all the negative energy out of there.
Oh, yes, yeah. I do play with negative energy. Anything that negative happens, I try to put a positive swing on it. You know, I was with a lady one time, and she goes to me, she said, Wayne, why is you always positive on everything? I said, wow, you know, you take the negativity, it makes you sick. So anything negative happens, they have to have a positive reason. You know, there got to be a positive reason why something negative happened. And most of us don't search for that. You know, we run into an accident and our car is smashed up, and someone goes, oh, man, my car is all gone. You know what? But you are here. That's the positive side.
I just kept telling everybody, I said, I'm spiritual. I'm not materialistic. It's
right.
Okay. And the only thing that I was concerned over were my rocks. You know, but that was okay, too. You know, that still was okay. And I was concerned over my journals. Mm-hmm. But I had them on CD, so I had those at other people's houses. Mm-hmm. But do you know what I took, Wayne, of all things, when they said, you have to get out with just your body, your dog, and your computer? I took two things that hold water. One held milk, and one held a thing of water. I said, why would I have taken that? Of all things, if I had to evacuate immediately. And I got to thinking of that, and I said, you know, what does that represent? And it's called, you know, what does water hold? And why would I, what does water represent? And that's cleansing of oneself.
Exactly.
You know, and that's where you cleanse, replenish, neuter, mm-hmm. baptize, and all that stuff. And I said, and I can water things with it. And I can water myself with it. And I said, that's pretty good for, you know, a symbol to have brought with me. Plus, it's something that I got when I first left home. It was the very first pieces of something that I got leaving from my mother and father.
Mm. And, you have just touched on two symbols, rock, which is a symbol, and water. And water confirms anything. Water is one of the strongest elements. It can clean, it can open up, it can create, and it's flexible. You know?
Let me do something with you if it's okay.
Sure.
If you could see water, any kind of water, it could be a drop of water, it could be a flowing river of water, it could be a creek bed, it could be any kind of water. You can actually be the water, Wayne, or you could just be looking at the water. What would you choose?
I choose to be the water.
Be the water?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what kind of water are you?
I would consider myself, in a sense of water, almost like a creek. Because,
creek?
Yeah, the reason why I say that, because there will be a standstill where certain things will look the same, but under it, it will be different. It will be a constant flow of knowledge and spirituality. And at the same time, I can conform to any crevice or any cracks, you know. And I can move the strongest thing, because if anything that stands in front of me depends on what it is, I can move it, you know. I can saturate it. Water is such a strong element most people don't realize, you know. In fact, one great martial artist, Bruce Lee, when he spoke about his martial arts, he said he flows like water.
He flew like water?
He flows like water. He moves like water. He can conform. He can wrap around. And he can go with the breeze. You know, water can do that. You know, water.
Okay. The reason I'm asking you this is what feeling, a descriptive adjective, do you get when you are the water?
Let me think for 1 second. If I'm the water, how would I feel? I will feel calm, relaxed,
okay.
You know, understood.
All is good. Okay. And I'm going to tell you what these things mean to me, from me in my spirit to you in just a second. So calm, relaxed, and all good. And is that all?
In order to be calm, relaxed, ever flowing, ever replenishing. You know, That's how I will feel. I feel that there's always knowledge going to be there. I'll be always, there's a flow of knowledge always been running. So, you know, a relaxed state. A relaxed state. An ever-learning state.
Okay, what water represents actually is your relationships with things. And water, actually, you are a creek, so the creek fills into every single thing. That's how the oceans are formed. That's how the rivers are formed. That's how the waterfalls are formed. It comes from a creek bed.
Oh.
So you're ever flowing into all relations of all things, which makes perfect sense since you have mastered in so many areas. And also, it may look the same as your arts, but they're different underneath, but they look the same, you know, on the outside. But you conform to many different things, which is like your arts and like your personhood. And it goes into many cracks and crevices, which is many different things in the inside of you that are so many places that you come out and you conform to whatever that person, place, or thing needs in their life. You're ever flowing, and you replenish yourself with more people, places, and things, with more knowledge that you apply to yourself and wisdom each day, with more fluent, and you feel relaxed, everlasting, ever-living, and you're always flowing and going with the flow. You feel good and relaxed and calm with all relations.
Wow. You hit me almost 95% there.
Well, that's pretty good. Would you like to do another?
Sure, definitely not. Why not?
Okay. Mama loves to do this thing. Okay, give me a color, any color that you choose. It can be many colors or it can be just one. Mm-hmm. You can become the color. You can be looking at the color. You can be touching the color.
I would go with white.
White?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And how do you feel with the white? And are you the white? Are you looking at it or what?
I am part of the white. I'm almost like blending with it.
Okay. And how does that give you feelings of? What do you feel?
When I'm the white, I feel a almost like a spiritual alignment, you know, one with the Creator.
Okay. You know, I was going to ask you to go into a white room next because that would represent your spirituality. However, you chose white with your spirituality, which you have created and felt with the I Am in you, which have evolved. And you have blended as part of the I Am God center inside of you. So, the white is exactly that, which represents the God center.
Oh.
How neat.
Well, no, you scared me here now. I'm kidding.
Isn't that great? Right?
Yes, ma'am.
Because if you are a white room, that actually represents your spiritualism, spirituality. If you'd like to choose a white room, then, you know, you can do that as well and just give me some descriptive adjectives of that.
Okay, white room is what I would have gone with.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So that.
How would I feel in a white room, you said?
You can have windows. You can decorate it. You can paint it. You can have anything in there. Or you can become the white room. You can have different floors.
No, I would have one circle of white room. If in a
circle. One circle?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And
how does that fit?
Pardon?
Does it have any windows?
No, just like sitting on the moon or looking at the moon, just a circle, no windows, no doors, nothing.
Okay. And does how does that feel? How do you feel in there? Out there, or on top of the moon?
I feel at peace, comfort, energy of freedom.
Okay. So, with the white room, it's circled. So, do you see the spirituality of yourself and all that evolves as a circle, like a peace wheel, or like the truth wheel, or like the will of all creatures, great and small, equivalent? And you also see it as your spirituality with the Creator, which you choose to call Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, a circle that evolves totally around every person, place, and thing that connects to you and everything that you touch and see and do. It has no windows and no doors and no way in or out, because it is that, just that. It is everything. And there's no in or out, because it is everything, because it is evolved around every single place. There's no escaping the Creator of the Holy Spirit. And you feel peace and comfort and the energy of freedom within that circle that you sit on the outside of and look over the entire universe.
This is amazing. And, you know, I have, over the previous years, I've come to warn the Lord, and I'm not fear of anything, because, you know, the only person I actually fear is Him. So, you know, that's my complete circle there. You know, I really, He is it.
Isn't this neat?
Well, this is neat. You gotta show me how this works. I'm interested in my curiosity.
I don't know how it works. I don't know how it works. I don't even know. What about an animal or any creature or any? It can be anything that's created. What would you choose?
I would choose an eagle.
An eagle?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what, are you the eagle? Are you looking at the eagle? Are you a part of the eagle? Are you petting it? Are you watching it fly? Are you the wind of it?
No, I think I am the eagle to a certain extent, because I believe that when you connect with something, a pet or whatever it is, it becomes pretty much a family, you know, part of you. I think it adapts your personality. So with the eagle, I think I will have that eagle personality. So I will say I will become the eagle.
Okay, how do you feel? Give me some feelings of it.
As an eagle, it gives me opportunity to look over everyone, to have that strong wing and strong talents to defend the ones that need to be defended. It gives me
strong what?
Pardon me?
What did you say? Strong opportunity to what?
Yeah, the opportunity to protect ones that need to be protected. You know, because the eagle, you know, when I think about an eagle, I think about a bird that is one of the most powerful birds in there. It gives me the opportunity to see far and wide of, you know, things that happen, and just to be protective of people who need to be protected, regardless if it's verbally or physically, just to be able to stand up for someone and say, no, you know, this is, you know, I think that's when I think about the eagle, is what I see. They are a bird that protects, and that's what, you know, why I would become the eagle, for protection.
Well, guess what? The eagle is, and any animal. That is what others see in you. That's who you are with others. And being a bodyguard, you are the protector. Isn't that something? Very strong. Very. You see very far and wide everything that's happening with the people. And that's what they know that you're going to do, so they don't have to worry about anything. You stand up for them. You can say no to the people, and they know that you're going to be there. The eagle represents your relationship with other people, as well as what they see in you, actually. You are the eagle to them. You're the eye of the eagle. They believe that they can connect with you as being part of their family, the personality of them. You know, they know the personality will always be a part. You blend in with them. You become a part of them as if they are your blood. And your personality, as in looking over everyone, you foresee everyone as a bodyguard. See? Strong opportunity to protect if need be. You're very strong with your family.
Yes, I am. My family is like my life.
Exactly. You're very protective over your family and very protective like the eagle. Exactly like these words said, like what you said. That's what they see in you. They don't have to worry. You're the protector. The eye of the eagle.
And this is awesome. I need to write most of these things down so the next time I see you.
I've written them down.
Oh, you are okay.
I've got them on your pages where you wrote it yesterday.
Yes, ma'am.
So that's all right. And what I wanted to ask you is if it could be a piece of furniture, any furniture, what would you choose?
It would be a clock.
A clock? That's cool.
The reason for that is because I would be able to have ever-ending time. You know, I'll be able to go from dusk to dawn and continue. It will be a consciousness of knowing importance, because time is important, and actually catching up with my history or, you know, your past and your present. So I think I would be a clock. And for some unknown reason, you know, several months ago, I was just thinking about what a clock do, and that would amaze me, you know, just being a clock to do that, you know, a timepiece. You know, it takes you back in the past, and it brings you to the present. So that's why I choose to be a clock.
And ironic, the only thing that I cared about was my grandmother clock that is out of service at this time. It's totally out of service at this time, you know, but that was the only thing I cared for, was because I had stopped the time, because I don't have any clocks anywhere except for on my computer, on my cell phone, and, you know, that's the only time, and the only time I really care about is when it's time for BBS Radio to go on or off the air, or if I have an appointment somewhere. So the clock is representation of what you feel as a person, and actually, it's never ending, is what you said. And so, you know, time is never ending. It's like the infinity. If you gave me a number, your number is 8, which is sideways infinity. Mm. If you think about this, I want you to know is when you showed me the photographs that you showed me.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, and the A, B, C, D, E, if you sang the song, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, B, you know that song?
Yes, ma'am. I think it's the learning cost of every kid.
Okay, guess what? That's for, like, your family, right?
Yes, ma'am. My wife, Anita, Brandon, my big son, Cameron, Donovan, and Evan, A, B, C, D, E.
Yeah. And I told you, my children and me and my family were all 11s. Well, that is the brightest star of Orion, that he's like 11. And that is twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder
what you are.
And that is the same tune to A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
You know, when I tell my kids this, they'll be singing this all day long. So this is going to be stuck in my head.
That's how connected you and I were yesterday. Isn't that funny?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Well, I enjoyed doing that little ditty with you. Thank you for letting me do the colors in the room and all the different little things that we just did, because it just comes out of me somehow or another. I couldn't begin to explain how it goes. I don't even know. I guess I could probably try. But if you could just give me a description that you could put in an energy ball and send out to the universe, or the active listeners of www.bbsradio.com on Station 1, which we have Station 2, 3, and 4 as well, let's put something in an energy ball and kick it off.
Definitely. Would you like me to put something in an energy ball to kick off? I would say to everyone that within us there's something that most people don't realize that keeps us going. That's our breath, or you know, our air, the air that we're breathing. And if one would stop for 1 minute and just, you know, hold the nose and don't breathe, it would see how the body would change. So therefore, as we take a breath in, we need to realize that that is the sign of life that God has put in us. And if we take that energy and as we breathe out and think about other people, I think when it comes back in, it will come back in 10 times. I have a friend of mine one day, Kathy, that I would like to introduce you to. And when we talk about energy, and it just blows your mind. But the energy that one have to understand, as I said earlier on, you know, when we first started, is that courtesy, respect for each other, just try it, you know, get up in the morning and say, hey, how are you doing? Have a blessed day. You got this person answer back or not. You got to answer back or not. Yes. Just say it, you know. Don't wait on a response. Just say it. And, you know, a couple of years ago, a movie came out. It's called Pay It Forward. And I don't know how many people have seen it. But by doing something for someone without expecting anything in return is the greatest gift that you can give.
That's exactly what it's all about, Wayne.
Yes, ma'am. Don't expect anything in return.
Nothing in return.
Exactly, because when we expect something in return, we didn't give something. We just meant
it. I get so much out of giving that gives me back in return.
Exactly. And you know what? It comes back so much. You know, as I said, I've given all my life and I continue to give. I'll give the last of anything. You know, my wife makes noise to me that I taught so many people for free, people who have come and never paid. But, you know, in the long run, I'm not just doing this for me. I'm doing this for my kids. I'm doing this. And when I say my kids, not just my biological kids, I'm talking about kids of the world, you know, because any kid that I get in contact with, that becomes my kid. So in that, you know, I'm doing this, and if we do this, it comes back to us, you know.
Blessed be your name, because what you speak out, what you even think, evolves back into you as a person.
That is so true, and that's why.
So
I'm
when
so
you
blessed.
Think that person's name, or when you think of that person, bless it and then send it out there. That's what I do.
And you are blessed. You are tremendously blessed. You know.
Oh, I know. Isn't it great? I am so blessed. I know. I am so humbly blessed.
And I
thank you so much for being in my life and being in my family's life. Even with that, I know that it's going to be a long journey the rest of, you know, to eternity.
Exactly.
Our family together.
And, you know, the thing about it is that as a people, and, you know, we as Christians, we need to get along with other Christians so that we can show other people that great Christian, as I refer to it, my Christ gang, you know, because everybody have gang. This is my Christ gang. And if we and our Christ gang can reach out and show people the life that we live and the good part of it, it will spread. You know, going back several years ago, a young man came from France. I'm sorry, from Russia. He was an exchange student, and the people that took care of him brought him to my karate school and said he was interested in doing karate. And I said, they said, how much would you charge him? I said, well, you're from Russia, it's free until you're here. And Juma stayed with me, and over a period of months, he said to me, he said, you're a Christian? I said, yes. He said, you are the first good Christian I have met. I said, why are you saying
oh,
that?
Oh, wow.
He said, Christian in my country are not good like you. They are standoffish.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and, I get emails from time to time. He's a lawyer / actor. He's doing fantastic. You know, he called me from Paris about 5 months ago, about 2 o'clock in the morning, you know. But the thing about it is, here is somebody that came from all across the world that, you know, that came to me, and it wasn't about saying Lord, Lord, God, God. It's about really living the true life of respecting, of giving, you know, of you know, just reaching out, you know. And
yeah,
so,
I know it's totally dedication.
That's what it is. Taking it on and doing it. Definitely. And I mean, there's so many things that, you know, if I have the opportunity to discuss and talk about, it's unreal. But there, you know, but I know that you mentioned that, you know, I'll be back, and when I come back, I want to talk about things that even in our area that we have families that need help and kids that need help, the people that live in buses and 21 people in houses right in the heart of Rock Hill and stuff like this. And it's just a matter of just reaching out. And
exactly.
It's not about, you know, it's not about taking them out. It's just about reaching out and show them that other people care. That everybody, you know, we are not just selfish. And that's what makes America great, you know?
If everybody would just touch somebody and then touch somebody. Like I did with BBS Radio a while back, and I'm going to do it again, is if I take this and light one candle, and I light your candle, Wayne.
Yes,
now you light BBS Radio's candle, okay?
Ma'am.
Now this candle will never extinguish because
we have lit
the light that BBS Radio lights the universe light, and it goes on and on and on. Now now that light will never go out. We just pray for peace and tranquility for everyone to stop trying to have power, but realize the power is only one source, which is within, which is the Creator, which is God, which is the... Everybody's looking for where the source is, which is the one that made us, which is God, which is the Holy Spirit, which everybody's looking for the spirits, which it's the Holy Spirit. To me, that's what I know, and that's where I get all my information from, and
well,
that's
definitely
what I...
You know,
and that's
but,
what I stand firm on.
You know, the funny thing about life is that, you know, I have been blessed to travel. I've been blessed to meet so many different people. In fact, I think it's about time people get off the high horses of being overly religious and start getting spiritual, you know. We come up with all these different denominations and try to leave Christ out or leave God out. Let's come up with God and leave the denominations out, you know. Let's get together and treat each person, no matter what religion, what nationality, what it is. If we show that person the qualities that God has is still with us, they will come over. You know.
You know what? Religion to me is a controlled environment, and that's why I love all religion of all things. That I respect it all. I do.
Yeah.
I respect all religion.
I do.
I respect all of it. As a matter of fact, I look at it all. I'm a shaman. You know, I practice with the Seneca Reservation grandmothers. And I've learned it all. I studied yoga. I studied it all. As much as I could possibly do. But my root is the Holy Spirit. And that's just where it comes from.
Exactly. And that's so important. And most of you don't realize that. But, you know, as I said, I'm just a servant. That's all I am. You know,
I'm a servant as well. He is my master. You
exactly.
know, if the only thing is there is so much out there. I love the stars. I love the star, about the stars. I love everything that's created in the image of the Creator. The Creator is the knowing. And the knowing is the mystery. And a lot of people don't understand is what they're trying to do is solve the mystery, trying to figure out the mystery. And they want to look and see a fact of what the mystery is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the mystery is inside of us.
Exactly.
It's I am. It's who we are and who created us, which is soul. God gave us one image, and that's our soul.
Exactly. And, you know, that's so well said, because so many people are looking to see what the image is. You know, if the image is black, if the image is white, if it's Jewish, if it's, you know, Muslim, the image is your soul. And most people need to realize that. And when we start realizing that, then we realize how powerful the Creator is, you know.
And our spirit is what feeds us
with whatever fruit that we fulfill ourselves with.
Exactly. That's correct.
And what projects out of us. And if I listen, I'll say this every time on the show, if I listen with my heart and not my mind, because my mind is man-made of people, places, and things along the way.
Mm-hmm.
So if I stay heart-centered, which is the garden of my heart, then all will be well if I stay in the moment, which is the clock.
Yes,
that
yes,
doesn't
be in the moment. We spoke about this yesterday.
That's why the clock doesn't work.
Yeah, I tried
Wayne,
to be in the moment.
Hmm? It's time to wrap this up. What in 2 minutes do you want to say to the universal web?
In 2 minutes, I'll say I had a fantastic 1 hour with you. It is, you know, it's beautiful. The thing about it is knowing that there's a program that we can have a one-on-one conversation, not something that is prearranged or anything like that. You know, it's fabulous. And just knowing that we can reach out and other people can see us as simple people reaching out to each other, having a discussion that they can get involved in, and just knowing that there's a greater need of us reaching to each other. And, you know, there's a saying goes, united we stand, divided we fall. And if we unite in one cause, knowing that the Grand Supreme Master, which is God, is there to help us, and we are here to pray for each other, to contact and connect with each other so that we can help each other, it's just amazing. As a young man had Colleen, you know, he has no fear he's going to get ready to go face whatever may happen tomorrow. But, you know, whatever may happen tomorrow is all in God's hand, and God will take care of it. So regardless of the outcome, it's all God's doing, you know. So, for, you know, just to wrap everything up, I had a fantastic hour with you. I really appreciate letting me voice my opinion and learning so much about myself from you. So,
And thank you so much for being a part of the show, Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook on BBS Radio, and Kim for calling in, Medicine Walker. We'll be praying for you as well, and we'll be praying for the universe and universal peace and for the correct president to be coming in and to keep that martial law out of here. And we'll just reach out and start. I'll grab your hand. Wayne, you grab BBS Radio's hand, and we'll all start grabbing hands. We'll make that continuous circle to have world peace.
Amen.
And bring in the energy. Breathe it in from the abdomen. Blow it out. Breathe in from the nose. Blow out all the negative energy from the mouth. Love and light, my friend. God bless you.
God bless you.
Love
have
you.
A blessed night, my sister. And you take care.
Bye-bye, my brother. Bye-bye. Take care.